This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We gon' make it. We'll make it to midnight. 9 o'clock now. 2 hours down, 3 hours to go. Keith McPherson on the Fan. All right. I mean, there's plenty of calls and interaction online and shout out to everybody in the chat. I'm working, so I can't really interact with the chat because I'm queuing up audio. I'm looking for articles. I'm looking for different things in my notes during the break. But yeah, before we broke, we talked about Joey Ortiz of the Milwaukee Brewers. And, you know, kind of paralleled him with Anthony Volpe. Ortiz is 27 years old. He's a little bit older than Volpe. But, like, the Milwaukee Brewers are arguably the best team in baseball right now. The Milwaukee Brewers have the manager of the year in baseball right now. And I just think there's something to be said about Pat Murphy and him calling out a guy. I don't know, he's 27, he's 3 years older than Volpe, but, like, still, calling out a guy and just holding guys accountable, even benching a guy and saying, like, yo, we expect more out of him. You know, he said, yes, the manager is pissed. I want him to give me his best approach at the plate every day, and we've given him a lot. We're playing him every day, and he can't just have lapses at the plate. Like, to me, that is beautiful. To me, that is somebody's, like, playing baseball for the Milwaukee Brewers every day is a privilege. It's not a right. We know you're a good ball player, but don't just show up and go through the motions every day. We have given you opportunity. We have worked with you. We have given you this chance. Like, we're demanding better from you. Is that crazy to ask? Is, like, am I losing my mind that, like, that's how coaches are supposed to coach? That's how managers are supposed to manage. And there's nothing wrong with that tough love. But now with the Yankees and their, I guess, tough love behind closed doors, but they're protecting players publicly, I think the line has become blurred because social media now is so loud. I've been telling you guys, this digital world and our real world are becoming the same things, especially with these younger kids. These younger kids don't know the difference. Some of these kids act and talk like they act online in reality, and you can't do that. Some of them are going to learn the hard way. But what I'm saying is, if you think that these Yankee players are all able to tune out social media, podcasts, Twitter, Instagram, they can't. I follow all this stuff because I'm a digital guy. Before I did radio, I did social media, digital marketing. And to, you know, do my radio job, I do follow all of these reporters, all of these outlets, everyone that covers baseball because I want to know everything going on, whatever. And all of them have talked about the Yankees, and it is getting loud. All of them are the Yankees are still a joke. All of them are still mocking the New York Yankees. I guess I should have known as a kid when they were winning all of those championships and dominating, what goes around comes around. There's going to be a time where they're the Yankees, right? High payroll, good players. They're never going to be bums, but there's going to be a time where they are not the Kings anymore, where they are not able to just win anymore, where they themselves might get to a point where they say, yeah, it's hard to win. We don't need to spend the most money to have the best team. This is good enough. Shout out to Dre, my guy Dre. He listens to all WFAN shows. And yes, I take credit for Dre coming into WFAN and listening to all the shows because he started listening to me. I said, send this link, but he just tweeted at me. He said, it's a different sport. And I know we don't like the Eagles, but did you catch what Jalen Hurts said? Something along the lines of, we aren't the defending champs. Last year was last year. The Yankees are still holding on to last year, and they lost. Mentality. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Eagles are saying, yeah, last year is over. We're not the defending champs. There's nothing to defend. We got to go get it again. This is a whole different thing. There are different players in different places, a different schedule. There's a whole set of obstacles and disadvantages and advantages and things that are going to come our way this season. But you just heard the captain of the Yankees, when asked about the team and asking about the team getting tight or being fearful of making... He said, no, this team went to the World Series last year. And it's not even the same team. 888-808-1019. Renee is in the Heights on the fan. What's up, Renee?
Hey, what's going on? Okay,
holding
love the show,
down.
By the way.
Appreciate it.
I'm just looking at this Yankees team and what I'm seeing personally. I'm seeing a lot of good parts. I'm not saying Boone is a bad manager. Boone is good if you look at him by himself. Cashman is good at what he does. The roster is good if you look at it by itself. It just don't work together. Sometimes, you know, I see organizational cognitive dissonance where the things just, if you go and you just think like, oh, Boone knows baseball. Yeah, he does. But he's not the right manager to manage a team that has Volpe, that has Dominguez, that has all of these young guys coming up. If you give him a bunch of Cody Bellingers, if you give him a bunch of Trent Grishams, you know what? They're going to excel because sure. He doesn't need to hold them accountable. They know exactly what to do. They know how to show up. They know how to put in their work before the game. They know how to lock in and do what they have to do. If you give them nothing but vets, the team is going to excel. But you're not giving them that. You're going and you're halfway through it. So instead of going and building a team, trying to build around Judge and giving them vets, if you have this kind of a manager, you're giving them a whole bunch. It's like you're halfway. You're in between.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're really doing.
But also that's Cashman because – Cashman and Howe, when they had the beard policy announcement, it was Chris Kirschner who asked him about the payroll. And what they told us was, we don't feel like we need to spend the most money to compete and have the best team and ultimately win. I took offense to that because I'm like, no, you just lost to the Dodgers, that's what they did. They went out and spent the most money, won the World Series, and then spent again. So, like, just right there, that's incorrect. But what they felt like was you need a mix of veteran players that are on these big deals, but then also young talent coming up through your farm system that are cost effective. Okay, you can have that, but you better have the right man in charge managing all of that.
Exactly. So it's like you have all of the right ingredients, but you got the wrong chef. So if you got the wrong chef, he doesn't know how to cook Chinese food. You're giving him nothing but Chinese food ingredients. He knows how to cook.
I don't know anybody that can cook Chinese food for real. Even if they go to the store, you can give them a whole list. It's not gonna. You might as well go to the Chinese spot around the block.
Nah, I feel you, man. But I love the show, man. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother.
Appreciate it. 888-808-1019. And that just made me hungry. I'm about to order some King Wok. Nah, I packed my lunch. I packed my dinner rather. But King Wok. King Wok right down the street. I think everybody at WFAN knows King Wok is bussing. Big Zoo put me on year one. You could go into King Wok, get the dinner special. I think it'll run you like $12, maybe $13 now with inflation or whatnot. It'll do the trick. I wouldn't ask anybody to cook me up any chicken fried rice, egg rolls, though. But nah, hey, it goes back to you know, you want me to cook the dinner, you got to help me buy the groceries. It doesn't work like that in baseball. Even watching Talking Yanks the other day with Aaron Boone, like they wanted to ask him questions about, hey, who do you want at the deadline? And Boone's, I'm not going to answer that. That's Cashman's job, right? Boone gets what he gets. He gets the players that are there and has to put out the lineup and put guys out in the field and manage them and coach them to the best of his abilities. And they need better. They need more. And I Renee's line of thinking, there's something to it. There's something to it. You like, I know Boone now is 8 years in, but there's something to be said about experience. There's something to be said about an experienced manager that for years has dealt with a lot of different veterans, a lot of different young guys, and has had some young guys turn into veterans. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I don't. We are trying to find them together. Ultimately, yeah. And, you know, people have come in and said, like Renee said, like, yo, like this is a good team. They're not in first place right now. They do have the best player in the game. They do have Cody Bellinger. They do have Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, Jazz Chisholm, other guys that you like on the team, like Trent Grisham or Paul Goldschmidt or Ben Rice. Dominguez has had his moments. Even Volpe has had his moments. But, like, collectively, all together, they have some holes. They are lacking in some spots that are drastic. Like, when I see Jonathan Loaisiga warming up, Johnny Lowe has turned into Johnny Lowe expectations. I don't expect anything good to happen when he comes in. Every time they go to Tim Hill, it makes me think about them not going to Tim Hill in game one of the World Series. I'm like, of course you overuse him now. Because the one time you should have overused him, you got cute and went to Nestor Cortez. I don't want to go back. You know, I don't want to rehash. I don't want to rehash all that. But this is where we are. A week from the trade deadline, fingers crossed that they add the players they need to add to push this team forward. That this team, how many rock bottoms do they need to have? I don't know how many people text me, oh, last night was rock bottom. I'm like, last night was rock bottom. I thought the scoreless losing streak was rock bottom. I thought the back-to-back, like, we had 2 6-game losing streaks. That wasn't rock bottom? I'm like, oh, we're on the roller coaster. We're on the Yankee coaster, baby, up and down. They bring you all the way up. Tick, 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 tick. You're like, wow. They came back and beat Brian Wu and the Mariners. Then they came out, had an 11-0 win. Cody Bellinger should have had 4 homer. Wow. And then they find a way to lose that series to the Cubs. And then Saturday night, they come back and win. Win of the year. Put it on the DVD. Grand Slam, 12-8. Wow. The next day, they come out and take the series behind Marcus Stroman and the Yankees. Here we go. And then they go to Toronto and they get sunned. They go to Toronto and they get reminded, like, the Toronto Blue Jays right now, that game just went final, 11-4 against the Tigers. And so the Toronto Blue Jays are out there demanding their respect. Respect my agency. Respect my gangster. We just beat the Yankees, so we're first place in our division. Okay, we understand this is a matchup against 2 first place teams. We'll come to your building. We were just playing indoors at the Rogers Center. We will come out to Comerica Park. We will face the first place Tigers, and we will put up 11 runs on your head. What say you to that? I don't know. We're off tonight, so I'm just kind of looking at things going on. Like, yo, they opened up the scoring with a Jamai Jones homer. Jamai Jones. Comes back to the Yankees. Remember Jamai Jones being in there? Jamai Jones should have never been on the roster. But they put Jamai Jones in the lineup. They let him off. They're like, this guy's a fringe major leaguer. But good for him. He's figuring it out, I guess, with the Tigers. Him and Gleyber Torres. 888-808-1019. Robert in Spring Lake on the fan. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Keith. Great show.
Thanks.
It's not that I don't have confidence in Cashman. I don't have confidence in Cashman. I don't really have confidence in the Steinbrenner family to do what they have to do. They consistently accept mediocrity in exchange for low salaries and holding on to players too long. I mean, I was shocked when they did what they did to LeMahieu, because that was so out of character for a team that held on to Aaron Hicks for 3 or 4 years. Past his his usefulness.
Yep.
And what and as far as what you said about the Dodgers, or more so what you said about the Yankees, that they didn't need to go out and spend more money, and you see the Dodgers win the World Series and go out and spend more money. George Steinbrenner never would have been satisfied with the team he had if he came in second. I think you hit the nail on the head. It's a lack of confidence in the team from top to bottom. And 1 through 26, they're just not that good. That's my opinion.
They're good, but they're not good enough to actually win. Thanks for the call, Robert. That's what we're struggling with. And that's why, you know, people tell us, oh, forget the championship or bust. No, you forget telling us to forget championship or bust. That's what we're doing this for in every sport, right? In every sport. You play to win the game. Hello? You're supposed to go out there every year. Every year as a fan is a new beginning, a new chance that you hope all of this time you spend thinking about the team, thinking about the game, watching the game, going to the game, spending money on the game, planning on going to games, buying merch, buying stuff. You're hoping that you can get the euphoria of being a champion. So when people want to tell us, Yankee fans, oh, you guys need to get over it. No, we're not getting over it, bro. We were in the World Series last year. Why can't this year be a year that they get back? And if the ball bounces right and they catch it, they win. But what's crazy is when, I use the Dodgers as an example. The Dodgers are in a little bit of a struggle right now. I talked about the Dodgers last night on the show because I was trying to give the Yankee fans some examples of, like, it ain't just us, right? You know, the Dodgers were swept by the Brewers going into the All-Star break. The Dodgers were also swept by the Brewers coming out of the All-Star break. You know, the Dodgers have had a ton of injuries, but you know what the Dodgers do? They add. Every chance that they have to improve their team, they do. In the winter, at the deadline, you can expect them to be players at this deadline. It's a lock. They are going to add, and they have, in their mind, the best player in the game in Shohei Ohtani. They have multiple MVPs. You know, they have a Mookie Betts struggling, and Mookie Betts, he comes out and tells you he knows he's struggling. He knows it's not good enough. But you know what their front office does? They go out and they say, okay, we can never have enough talent. This isn't good enough. The money doesn't matter. We can print money if we win. You know, like, as much as the Yankees are worth, as much as the Yankees made money going to the World Series and playing all three of their World Series games, and we get the numbers and we see, wow, that's a lot of money. They don't want to pay a tax on anything. Understood. But then when your roster is incomplete and you didn't add and you say that, like, and it's not good enough and you come up short, the taking the shortcuts, it comes back to bite you every single time. Thinking it's good enough to roll Peraza out there or Yorbit Vivas out there, it doesn't work. Thinking about Ben Rice is solid enough at first, it doesn't work. Dominguez, oh, he didn't play left field coming up, but we're going to make him a left fielder at the highest level of conference. It doesn't work. Volpe used to be a gold glover, used to be a plus defender. It's in there. He's freaking elite. He's just going to snap back into it. Oh, after the All-Star break, he'll come. Like, it doesn't work. So if it's not working, try something else. I would add, let's play Joe Maddon talking about something that I said. I said at this deadline, I'd add a veteran shortstop or a veteran utility player that could play shortstop for two reasons with Volpe. One, who's your backup shortstop behind Anthony Volpe? Oswald Peraza. That's not a good backup plan. And then also, with Volpe, expecting this young guy with the weight of the world on him, being a Yankee fan, right, being the guy that actually did grow up to be the Yankee shortstop as all of us idolized Derek Jeter, wanting to be Derek Jeter. It's a lot of pressure. And I don't know what they're able to do to help him behind the scenes. You know, a couple days ago we hear he's icing his shoulder, so he's still dealing with some bumps and bruises. The fans are brutal, man. I guarantee you this weekend in Yankee Stadium, he pops up or he strikes out, you're going to hear them boos. Because I was hearing it a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, wow, it's crazy. Bring in someone to compete with him and push him. Even if that person that you bring in and to compete or push him does end up competing and pushing him to play better, not necessarily beating him out, but like the process that you've gone through the last 3 years of assuring him that his job is safe and that he's not going to get sat down and he doesn't need a rest and we believe in you. It hasn't worked. So I put that out there a couple weeks ago. I know our digital team clipped it and a lot of people hit me up on it. I'm like, think about how it started for Volpe. You know, we heard about him waking up at 5 in the morning, working out, going to the gym, taking extra batting practice, getting ready for the 2023 spring training. Because that spring training, he would have the opportunity to compete with IKF and Peraza. And I think Peraza might have been hurt, but really so it was just him versus IKF, and he won the job. Okay, well, win it again. Like, at least bring somebody else in that can play shortstop. We know Jazz isn't the option as a backup. Jazz has to play second. Why not bring somebody in that could take ground balls with him? Have competition in your workouts. Hey, they're going to hit 10 ground balls to the left, 10 ground balls to the right. You got to be perfect on all 10, whoever wins. Like, little things like that need to happen. It is sports. It's competitive. You have to always be competing. All right, so let's play Joe Maddon today on MLB Now with Brian Kenny, weighing in on the struggles of Anthony Volpe as the Yankee shortstop.
However, I watched Volpe on that ground ball straight up to shortstop the other day. He got down on one knee, which tells me everything I needed to know right there. He's very unsettled. He's very unsure of himself right now. There's a lot of that going on. You don't get to a major league shortstop on a routine ground ball, doesn't get to one knee, try to get back up and regenerate his momentum and throw well to first base. So that indicated to me that his confidence is lacking right now. That's what I'm seeing with him. That throw by Chisholm yesterday, bad, just a bad decision. Don't do it. The runner's right on first base. Things that get lost in the sky, stuff like that, I'm never worried about that. I've seen some really good players have issues with that. Twilight's tough. There's a certain time of the day in every ballpark that it's very difficult to see fly ball. Right, so I won't worry about that. But fundamentally, what I'm seeing with the Yankees, not good, and I think they do need to do something about it. I do.
So they do need to do something about it. And you know what? This even goes back to what we were saying about Volpe letting the ball eat him up, letting the ball play him. That's a confidence thing. You're supposed to attack the ball. You're supposed to go get the ball.
I got a question for you because we all see the Volpe issues. And across in Queens, when Mendy has his pressers, for the most part, he holds his players very accountable for their mistakes and even their successes. I feel like every time Boone speaks now and he's defending Volpe, just as a fan, it almost feels like he's enabling him to fail on the field. At what point do you call this player out and say, listen, you are not doing enough. We have world championship aspirations and errors at the most important infield position is not enough.
Bro, this week was insane. This week was so crazy to me because Aaron Boone, when the media said there are metrics to say that he's regressing, he's leading the league in errors, Aaron Boone's response was, it's 3 or 4 plays that really change your numbers. And I'm like, bro, we remember 3 or 4 plays just in Toronto with him throwing the ball around. It's not just 3 or 4 plays in the whole year. It's like, it's the whole year.
It's starting to feel like Little League now. Like, you're protecting, it's almost overprotecting the player.
That's why people are saying
guys are
he's
pros.
A teacher's pet or the coach's son.
It's ridiculous now.
I can only laugh about it. But yeah, when Joe Maddon's talking about it, I think there's got to be some consideration or thought to possibly, you know, sending him back down or bringing somebody back in. Like, that is the next step in all of this.
I got to stir the pot for a second, Keith. Is Joe angling to manage the Yankees quietly?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. He's unemployed. This is a World Series winning manager. He's got 2 World Series championships. He's been manager of the year.
If you're calling out fundies, you're calling out the management.
But it's so easy to call out and see. Like Volpe, the way he's fielding the ball, it's like he's thinking about it too much. And there's so many times we've seen him when it's like, yo, you need this out, and he doesn't have it. But he can make some sparkling plays, go into the middle of the field, backhanded, throw it to Jazz for a double play when the game's not on the line. It's getting loud now. Like, they're talking about it on MLB Network, nationally televised, talking about sending him down or bringing in some competition for him, and they're calling out his mechanics, and there's like the Yankees cannot mask that. There's nothing that the Yankees can say when these analysts, like I said, I'm not an analyst. When these analysts, when these baseball people, these managers, these people that break down the film and have seen this stuff, when they start to say it, got to call a spade, it is what it is. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Bill in Wanamassa on the Fan. Bill in Wanamassa, Ocean Township, New Jersey. What's up, Bill?
Hey, go Big Red. I've been watching the Yankees forever. The first World Series I went to was in 1960. And also listening to everything that people are saying, we're looking at an organizational problem, not individual problems. We're looking at things like individual players and how they're dealt with. We're looking at a managerial style. We're looking at a way managers defend. If you watch the homegrown, we're looking at a way minor league coaches coach and way minor league coaches talk to players. I really think that we have a problem that infects the entire organization. And until that's addressed, I don't really see a change. There are too many parts. There's a lot of good parts on this team, but there's also a philosophy, a way of rewarding and not rewarding players that isn't working, and we're wasting one of the greatest ball players ever to play the sport, Aaron Judge. Excuse me. But
yeah, we know what you meant. People make that mistake all the time, but I'm with you. Go on.
But that's the way I see it. Taking a step back, I'm whether we're talking about Aaron Boone defending players, whether we're talking about what players Cashman goes after, whether we're talking about analytics, the adherence to analytics. You know, when I was a kid and the Yankees were winning in the 50s and in the 90s, and you could ask a 12-year-old kid what the Yankee lineup should be tomorrow,
sure,
and he would tell you. You can't do that anymore. And
analytics, got to play the numbers. There's analytics that tell you, got to sit this guy. Don't believe in hot.
But that's organizational, and if you look at it's not working, at what point do we make a change?
I don't know, but great call, Bill. Thanks for that call. When do they make a change? It's not going to change until the leadership changes, because the people that make the decisions, like, they are looking in the mirror every day, and they're quieting the outside noise and saying, this is good enough. We're competitive. We win. We're going to go to the postseason this year, and it's a crapshoot. And maybe if we make it as a wild card, we get hot and we get to the World Series that way and win it. This is fine. I don't know. I don't have the answers, man. I'm looking at things, though, for trade deadline. Now that Josh Naylor move happened, I'm like, there's got to be some other stuff going on. Reports are starting to come out. Let's see. From Underdog MLB, according to Francis Romero. Francis Romero, what does he do? What does he cover? I don't know. He's a writer, baseball sports reporter, Baseball Writers of America. He claims that the Diamondbacks are expected to trade 5 or 6 more players in the next week before the end of the deadline. MLB Deadline News has pulled this from John Heyman. I'm trying to go to John Heyman's page to confirm where that is, but there's a line about the Yankees and O'Neill Cruz. The Yankees are among teams that have talked to the Pirates about O'Neill Cruz. I mean, this guy, O'Neill Cruz, was named after Paul O'Neill. He's a freak. I don't know where they're going to play him, but I mean, I guess Cashman is working. Cashman, and I said, you know, Cashman better be working overtime. I'll keep you posted as I keep refreshing, looking for alerts. And I'm saying, man, I want to see a trade. I want to see something happen here before I get out of here. Why can't the Yankees make one little move? Why can't they do something on this off day to help this team? Mariners plan to remain engaged in potential Eugenio Suarez trade. That's also coming from Underdog Fantasy. All right, it's 9:30. We're halfway through the show. I'm going to break here. I promise if you're on hold to talk about the Yankees, I'll get to you. But at this halftime, I'm going to huddle up. I'm going to start talking about some football, some American football. Yes, I love football. I think I love the Yankees and just overall football about the same. My football team doesn't matter. But, like, I love all football from Pop Warner to high school to college to the NFL. And I can smell it in the air. Camp is open. We're about to get back to it. We're going to have some games and stuff like that to look at. And we'll talk about the Jets and Justin Fields. We'll talk about Abdul Carter and the Giants practices and all that good stuff. Keep McPherson on the Fan. Stay with us. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Had to heat up my dinner during that halftime and think about what I wanted to say about football, American football. Gotta love the game. I think baseball is the best game, but like football in America, it's our sport. It's our new American pastime. Not new anymore, but like the NFL is king. We obsess over the NFL. And I'll get back to the Yankee calls. There's a ton of Yankee fans that still want to weigh in. I was just talking to Jack in the newsroom about like, hey, I talked to a ton of Yankee fans. I know the sentiment. I'm leaning into it. Even if I think the Yankees will be all right and figure it out and, you know, looking forward to October and looking forward to the deadline and going to the stadium, like nobody wants to hear you come in and counter everything and say, no, it is okay. Because that's all the Yankees tell you, that it's just fine. And you guys are crazy that, no, we're good. We're going to figure this out. But, you know, my early football thoughts here, as we'll talk about Abdul Carter and we'll talk about Justin Fields and we'll talk about Malik Nabers and Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart and Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, Breece Hall and everybody else. You know, this time of the year, I just like always feel ready for football. You start to hear back to school commercials and it'll be like, damn, already? Yeah, already. You know, Bill called from Wanamassa. And I, you know, I said, Wanamassa, Ocean Township, New Jersey. And Bill said, go Big Red. I'm a product of Big Red football. And I just remember being young and wanting so badly to be big enough and strong enough to play football. I remember playing in Pop Warner. I remember playing in high school and just having that pride of just like representing the town. And also once I did, you know, figure it out and lift some weights and run. And I remember going to the high school and lifting and running the bleachers and doing countless reps and dropping back and throwing passes and just, you know, being so locked in. I knew, I'm like, this is going to pay off. And there's just so many life lessons you'll learn on a football field. You'll you know, you'll challenge yourself out there. And there's so much that, you know, these guys that we watch in the NFL have to go through to get there. And I'm excited for another NFL season. I'm excited to see who becomes the champions, but there's so much that has to happen before then. And today, you know, the first thing that I saw on my phone was Justin Fields carted off the field for the Jets. And how could you not think, even if you're not a Jets fan, terrible luck. My first thought was, oh, this is why the Jets fans aren't hyped for this season. Because they know, ultimately, inevitably, one way or another, but they dodged one. Justin Fields ends up with a dislocated toe. Big fella stepped on his foot. That's rough. I've had that happen too. That's part of training camp. That's part of the early part of a new team and reps. And, you know, depending on the play and the motion, I heard Aaron Glenn talk and speak to this, that like he knew what it was because of, you know, the offensive play call. I guess, you know, somebody was pulling or going in a certain direction. You know, when you're playing quarterback and you're under center and you know those big boys are, as soon as you, white 80, said, oh, you got to be, your hands are under center. You got to be 1 foot back ready to get up out of there. You get stepped on. I didn't see the film of it. I did see the Giants put up no film indoor in team periods, which is good because, you know, leaning into this week, I had said, oh, here we go. Football's back. We're about to get all these videos from camp that mean nothing, that we used to never get, right? Jackson Dart throwing a ball to no one, and now everybody's, oh, he sucks. He's the next Daniel Jones. Doesn't mean anything. It's practice. That's what practice is for. Interceptions, incompletions, running into each other, the first couple days of practice. It's football. Those 11 guys got to be in sync. How do you think they get in sync? Through reps, through repetition. And, you know, before we go back to the Yankee calls and I mix things in, I'm happy for the Jet fan because, one, Justin Fields is not going to miss significant time. Two, you got a good coach, man. In that moment, he was ready to immediately say, we're all right. Tyrod Taylor, we got a good backup here. Nothing changes. Tyrod Taylor, go. And Tyrod Taylor steps up and goes, and they're able to, you know, complete practice with, you know, a veteran quarterback. I think AG is locked in, and you know, Justin Fields is going to be fine. But then in Giants camp, I kept seeing all these clips about, oh, Abdul Carter is knocking JMS on his ass. He's dominating him. And it got me frustrated today. I tweeted out, like, stop telling me what's going on in practice with just helmets. That's not real football at all. You know how much of a disadvantage the Giants center, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, you know how much of a disadvantage he's at trying to stop Abdul Carter with no pads on and just helmets? Speed wins. You know, he can't put a shoulder into his rib, or you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not real football. So I think people are reading way too much into it. And any football player will tell you that's not real football. That's closer to flag football than NFL football, them playing with just helmets on. They didn't even have uppers on. You know what I'm saying? They don't even have shoulder pads. So we're not there yet. I was listening to Tiki talk about, you know, I think Evan was trying to get a prediction of how many wins the Jets and Giants would have. And Tiki was like, they haven't even started padded practice yet. He's like, I'm going to go over there when they start their first full padded practice. And Tiki said, once they have their joint practice, I'll tell you how many. Like, I know we love football. We obsess over it, but let's slow down. It is back. I think they said it's a week until the Hall of Fame game. Yeah, a week until we see, you know, Canton, Ohio, and the Chargers take on the Lions in the Hall of Fame game. But everybody pump your brakes on the hot takes. And, oh, Jackson Dart threw an interception on his first pass. Yeah, he's a whole rookie, bro. That's the main thing making the jump from college to the NFL is speed. It is way different. So what looks open is not open. As soon as you raise your arm up to make that throw, somebody's cutting on that ball. Brian Daboll yesterday said, are you an error maker? Are you a, no, what'd he say? Are you an error repeater? And I made the joke last night, the Yankees are error repeaters. But what Brian Daboll is trying to see in guys that he's coaching is, do you make the same mistake a day after you made it? After you do it on the field, we coach up, we go to film, whatever. As long as Jackson Dart is progressing and not an error repeater, he'll be just fine. And I don't know what the, you know, Russell Wilson and neighbors or whatever. I don't know what the Giants are going to be or the Jets are going to be. I'll get back to you week one with how many wins I think they're going to have. I think it's going to be tough. But I do think that the Giants finally have some players, some characters that you can get behind, and the Jets finally have the right people in charge. 888-808-1019. Carlos is in Queens on the Fan next. What's up, Los?
Hey, what's happening, Keith? I'm really going through it. You know, I'm enjoying a little bit of soup over here, all these Yankee tears, you know. Boy, I can tell you, though.
You made you a bowl of Yankee fan tear soup.
Yeah, I can't help it, you know. It's what I can do, you know. I kind of hate to tell you this, but I tell you, you guys, I never seen this. Like, I grew up, like, we're similar in age, so I grew up, like, Yankees dominating free agency, dominating just getting the best player out there. It doesn't matter. Just go get him. Now I'm watching. I see a hole at third base, and you're like, yeah. We're not gonna get Arenado. We're not gonna get this guy. We got. You sure? Look how many errors is going on. But listen, at the end of the day, you know, I'm pretty sure Cashman, he's always willing. Then you gotta give credit where credit's due. Unfortunately, you guys are gonna empty out your whole farm system when you could have just, you know, either, you know, made a small trade and, you know, went over. But I kind of wanna give a little switch to the Mets and see who do you think is more expendable to make a trade for us, like an impact. Because, you know, he's not going to get no pitching. He doesn't really like getting pitching, anything like that. And
Stearns?
Okay.
Stearns said that's what Stearns, he is going to get, relief pitching.
Well, relief, right. But not a starter. So, like, he doesn't really like going for the
big long
starter.
Supposedly they checked in on Dylan Cease. But Dylan Cease is a rental that what are you really going to give up when you're not going to sign him, because we know Stearns doesn't do the long-term deals for arms. You're asking me who's expendable between the baby Mets, right?
I mean, we had a lineup, I think it was day before yesterday. It was just Soto and Lindor, and everything else is homegrown. So I like the way we're at, you know what I mean? I can't complain, you know what I mean? We have a lot of young talent, and we have a nice farm system, so I don't want to see them gutted for like a rental player.
But you got to push. You got to make a push, because there's a lot of teams in the National League you got to contend with, and you're expected to win. You go out and you sign Juan Soto, the highest paid player in the history of sports. Like, you got to win. Your owner has talked about winning the World Series. You got to the NLCS last year. That's the expectations. You have a crowd that is showing up. You have a consistent attendance that it's trending towards that place rocking in October. They absolutely have to go for it. Thanks for the call, Carlos. I'll talk Mets for a minute. You know, I think I heard the guys talking about between Luis Angel Acuna, Ronnie Mauricio, Brett Beatty, Mark Vientos, like, who would you give up? I mean, you got to give to get. And I think with Stearns not bringing back a Jose Iglesias, not signing any other guys, like, his whole thing was he wanted to see what these baby Mets had. He wanted to see, you know, even Francisco Alvarez, he wanted to see what these guys were made of and give them an opportunity to play some games and have some at-bats. I don't think you move Brett Beatty. I think Brett Beatty has come up clutch with his bat, with his glove. I think he has grown some this year. Everybody's going to tell you what about Mark Vientos. They're going to go back to October and say, hey, if he was that cold-blooded, if he could play like that in the postseason, if he could be that clutch, like, you don't get rid of a guy like that, he could do it again. But he struggled a little bit, and obviously he got sent down and he was hurt and all this other stuff. So depends what you could get. I think Ronnie Mauricio and Acuna can be available in trade conversations. I think, yeah, come in, Ray.
You know, I was concerned about Vientos in the offseason because he was on Instagram too heavy, courtside at the Knick games. His hair was blonde.
Swaggy V.
Swaggy V, but you know what? New York City is a show me city. You can't do it once. You have to do it twice and do it consistently. And I look at his situation and of the guys who might need to go. I hate to break it to him. He might need to go because he doesn't have a position. He's not a good defender. He's not fleet of foot. If he's not hitting, he's not producing for the Mets. In that situation, great playoff front and all. The reality is you have three guys behind you that can defend. Two of them for sure are better bats than you. And if the Mets need to make a play, I hate to break it to you, but Vientos, Swaggy V, your Instagram, your blonde hair, allegedly, whatever the case, go somewhere else with that.
His Prada, his Gucci, Fendi, Louis,
all Fitz. Of it. No Chinese food, no nothing. If you get the reference, you get the reference.
I don't know, man. I feel like his bat, it'll play at some point. When he came back in that Kansas City series, he was clutch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Feel like he's not someone that they're ready to move on from because of what they saw last year in the biggest moment. I talk a lot about the Met Quartet, the Flushing Four, the Fab Four, and those guys. And I think a lot of guys have talked about Vientos not being included in that. Vientos was the guy that when they talked about the Mets having one of the top lineups in baseball, that he was in it. Vientos is a guy that, you know, with his power surge he had last year, they expected this year to be a year where he could hit 30 home runs. It's not going to happen. But I don't think they move him here. I also look at David Stearns and I give him a ton of credit. I said, you know, I follow the Mets account and I got the notifications on, and every day there are new roster moves. They send guys up, down, option, IL. He's just consistently massaging this bullpen and this roster and trying to figure things out. And I'm interested to see what he does in year two at this deadline. He revamped the bullpen last year. That helped that team go on a run, but that team was putting up double-digit hits and scoring runs, and that team was the best hitting team in baseball, and they had some type of greater cosmic energy. I leaned into it before. You know, the Mets now have this, you know, Pablo Sanchez backyard sports mascot that showed up. They're undefeated since he was there. Elmo showed up. The dude from Fish threw out the first pitch. Like, there's some mojo going on, and I do expect them to go out and have a good showing this weekend. I think a West Coast trip is good for the team to bond, to go on the road, to get away from their fan base. But kudos to the Met fan for showing up and supporting those guys and them returning the favor with a sweep of the Angels. And now this weekend, if the Yankees handle business and the Mets go out there and handle business, then you'll feel really good about getting back in first place. And then you also have the deadline coming where you can get some bullpen help, maybe another starter. Maybe you get another starter and pray Holmes can be a weapon out of the bullpen because he's obviously hit a wall, and there's much to be seen. But I feel like right now the Mets are in a little bit better spot than the Yankees, obviously in the standings, but also with who they could potentially move and what they need. I think, you know, Stearns didn't want to say anything about center field. You have Tyrone Taylor. You have Jeff McNeil who could play there. I'm not sure when Jose Siri is coming back, but I think they, you know, why wouldn't they be checking on it? Why wouldn't they look at that? In the infield, I think the infield is solid. The infield's fine. Francisco Alvarez coming back this week from, you know, being in the minors, fixing himself was a huge boost. Him hitting that double off the wall, him hitting that home run to tie it, him being confident in himself. You know, I talked this week about him and Volpe, how they were in the same futures game, how I went to L.A. when that was the first day I was in L.A. for that All-Star game. They were in the futures game together. And they, you know, basically hyped them two up, had them take a picture as like the future of New York baseball. And then so many people this week said, oh, you know, they can send Alvarez down to work on himself. They also sent down Vientos. They also sent down Beatty. Like, how come these guys can go down there and work on, you know, their tools and get right and not have to do it in the spotlight, but not Volpe? I'm like, well, the Mets and the Yankees are different. But, you know, Francisco Lindor, who just went through a 0-for-31, you know, he was asked about Anthony Volpe. He kind of lended some, you know, some words for Anthony Volpe. Let me see in my notes where it says, New York shortstop Lindor said he was aware of what Volpe was going through, and while he never had similar issues being a young player with Cleveland, he believed he was helped by getting less attention while playing in a smaller market. Lindor says it's got to be tough, you know, being in a high-profile position. He says it's got to be very tough to grow in this market. He always has a spotlight. And while Lindor said he didn't need to give Volpe advice, since he's got great guys over there who have been doing it longer than him, he could relate to Volpe's current slump. Lindor said, every year we're going to go through it at some point. I don't care who you are. You have to understand you're not as bad as the moment, and you're not as good as the moment either. You have to stay the course, and everything will level out. He's a good player. You just have to grind. He's a great defensive shortstop, and when you're not hitting well, you can rely on good defense. It's the same thing with me. That's what you focus on. And, you know, Lindor said, when you're good, you're good. When you suck, you suck. And now you've got Cafe Cone Lindor on YouTube, first episode with Action Bronson, and, you know, just the future we're in, this digital world, right? The shortstop of the Mets has now a little sit-down coffee conversation where he's going to interview people and give you guys something to watch. So go check that out when you get time. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Time is flying. I've only got 2 hours left, and I've got like 50 Yankee calls to take, and we're going to take them. We got to talk more about Spencer Jones and the trade deadline and all that good stuff. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.